football on off the ball.
There was an ad for 4 tickets to the final at a cost of $2.3 million each. $2.3 million what? Each for a ticket to the final, yeah.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Armaz Bláthain Mackin was named the PWC GPA Footballer of the Month for April. Delighted to say she's on the line with us now. Bláthain, how are you?
All good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Before we get into the month that was for you and what a great one it was for April, I might just take you back to earlier on in the year and possibly the most chaotic Division 1 ladies football I can ever remember.
Yeah, definitely. I think chaos is probably the perfect word for it. That sort of last round of games, that last round of fixtures, there was, about 4 or 5 of us could have been relegated. Obviously a draw with me sort of saved us. But yeah, from start to finish, like week on week, there was teams beating each other and you couldn't have predicted anything, which made it so exciting. And obviously like Cork and Galway sort of pulled away towards the back end. But yeah, the rest of us were definitely in a bit of a dogfight.
You got off to a tricky start facing Galway at home in the opening round, but they came out of the traps pretty strong.
Yeah, they did. We struggled. Like Waterford came down to the athletic grounds, like all guns blazing, and put us under a lot of pressure. And I suppose after putting in a solid preseason, like we were really disappointed in how we showed up that day. But they've been building a lot over the past few years, and we knew from the league game the previous year they beat us in Waterford by about 10 or 11 points as well. That they're so strong and like they're just such an intense team to play. Like the way they sort of tackle and the intensity they bring to a game, and they're pacey as well, so they're always a threat going forward. But yeah, they put us under a lot of pressure that day, but it sort of probably stood to us in a sense. Like we had to go back to the drawing board, you know, sort of look inwards again and see, well, what do we want out of this year? Where do we want to go? Like if we want to go anywhere, it needs to be better than that. But yeah, we progressed after that, but it was definitely, it was a hard punch in the first round.
Their running game is really strong, isn't it? Like they're one of the best teams at running the ball in the country. They play a little bit differently to everyone else, and they are so pacey across the pitch. Is it really hard to face even up in the forward line because their counter-attack is so fast?
Yeah, really difficult. I actually didn't play the first round this year, but I know from watching, and the game last year was the exact same. Like you just feel like you're chasing tails once they get that counter attack going, and like if you don't stop it at source, you're in trouble. Like and I suppose we're not the only county that has felt the brunt of that over the past 2 years especially. But yeah, they're such fast players, and like the Murray girls and Kellyanne Hogan, they're such a threat going forward, but then they have the shooters then to finish it off. Like it's all right getting there, but if you can't finish it then it's no good. But like the likes of Breeds, McMahon, and some of the forwards have been like on fire this year. That can hurt you if you don't stop them at source. But yeah, it's such a strong, especially coming into the summer, like better grounds, better surfaces, like they're only going to get quicker, which is a worry. But if they can do it in the winter months, they'll be flying again. But yeah, it's just something like, you know, you have to work around and try and do your best to stop, but it does when you're in it. And especially as we were 10 points down, like it's very intense and it's very hard to stop.
When you take a loss like that in the first game, and like you said, you think you've done all the work for the preseason, what do you do when you know you've got just game after game coming up for the next couple of months? Do you take a real good look at yourselves, or do you just say, okay, maybe we didn't get off the blocks as fast as we wanted, let's not change anything hugely here?
Yeah, I suppose you can't change any. The beauty of the league is that you're week on week and you just have to put your focus to the next game. And you have to try and, you know, because the next team's going to bring a different game potentially and it's going to look completely different. But you definitely have to learn from what didn't work. And like, you know, you can't get a 10, 11 point defeat and, you know, not have made plenty of mistakes. So I think in the moment it was definitely, you know, where did we go wrong? What did we not do? And I suppose on the day, really, it came down to just the intensity that we brought and then not dealing with the intensity that they brought. So that was the main thing. Like, that's completely in our control. But then the focus was on then the round two game and, you know, how we wanted to show up there and sort of not make as many mistakes as what we did. And yeah, you have another game in a week's time to prove yourself, which is, yeah, the league's amazing for that. You can be forgiven a wee bit easier.
Well, it was so hard to tell what was going to happen week on week this year with the league because everyone was showing some kind of form, but then everyone was beating everybody else, and you probably had a couple of grudge matches from the previous season to look after. You beat Kildare, who'd beat you in the championship, and you got one over in Kerry from the league final last year. Is it so important to have those little wins and kind of just little victories monkey off the back from the team's perspective?
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose any sort of player talent, you are focusing on your own performance, but sometimes who you're playing against, or, you know, maybe potentially just because you played so poorly the week before, or, you know, there's so many factors, but it can give you a real lift and it can give you a bit of a bite sometimes. I think definitely with Kildare, again, I wasn't playing, but, you know, you definitely felt that after, like, they put us out of the championship last year, like, you really wanted to go down, and it was in Kildare that day. So we really wanted to go down and prove a point. And I think that was round two. So I'm near sure that was coming off the back of the Waterford defeat. And as I said, like, you were sort of looking at yourself and you just had to bring this intensity. And we knew, because what Kildare had done to us the previous year, if we didn't, they were going to do the same as what Waterford done. So yeah, it's nice to, and I suppose you've been playing now that we've been in Division One for 3 years, you have these few rivalries with teams, and again from the championship. But it makes for good football and exciting, and, you know, a bit of grit to it too.
And coming along then to provincial championship, a bit of a new look for Ulster this year, in that you've got Tyrone in it and it's not just the straight final between yourselves and Donegal. How important is it for yourselves to have another game in Donegal, and just for Ulster football in general, to have three at that senior level?
Yeah, I think it's massive, and hopefully we keep on bringing more into it. Like, the Donegal and Cavan both got promoted from Division 2 this year and up into Division 1. So I think it's huge for us Ulster football. And it gives you a wee bit more of a championship campaign in terms of Ulster. Like, you get a couple more games, and probably that's where we struggled with maybe in previous years, trying to get form. Like, we get to a league final, but then we had about 68 weeks until the Ulster final. And it's very hard. Like, you nearly have a lot of pre-season to do in there, and you're trying to get games, but provincials have already started elsewhere. So, yeah, it's a tough few weeks to manage whenever you have such a long break, and it's hard to build momentum as well. So it's huge to have these games, and the group stages, obviously now we end up playing a bit of a dead rubber this weekend, just the way it's went. But, like, it's better to have the games than not, like, getting two good games now that we've qualified for the Ulster final. You know, you have three good games and strong games in Ulster. It gives you a better footing then going on for All-Ireland.
How do you look to this weekend then against Tyrone? Like you said, but probably a bit of a dead rubber, but do both teams play a full hand, do you reckon? Or is there going to be a lot of shadow boxing on either end?
Yeah, it's hard to know, really. Like, you don't, obviously you can only prepare yourselves, and we'll only do what our management tell us. I suppose, like, you can look at it whatever way you want. I'd imagine there'll be shadow boxing going on, because you have to play each other in 2 weeks' time. Like, so it's hard not to, but at the same time, like, you've both come off the back of two good wins. You want to keep the momentum going. You don't want to slow that down in championship. And, like, slowing it down can be more detrimental to yourself than anyone else. So I suppose it's a good opportunity to put your hand up for a jersey for an Ulster final, whether you've already previously been on the starting 15 or not. Like, it's still a battle to get that starting jersey within ourselves anyway. So everybody will be looking to sort of cement that. And yeah, I'd say, like, you need these games and you need these battles. It doesn't matter if you're playing them again in 2 weeks' time. You don't want to slow down at this stage of the year. So yeah, I'd say it'll still be a good game.
Just when you mentioned starting 15s there, we saw Caroline O'Hanlon start the game against Donegal in the first round of the Provincial Championship. What is it like to play on a team with Caroline O'Hanlon? Like, what does she bring to a team?
Oh, like, she's something else. I don't know how the woman does it, but she really is. She's an amazing athlete and has been. Like, I think I'm going into my 10th season with Armagh, and obviously when I was starting off, Caroline was, you know, the best player on the team, like, hands down, and she still is up there. Like, she's still giving you everything, but, like, in terms of team, like, she loves the crack too, don't get me wrong, and she's good fun in the dressing room or in, on the bus on the way to away games. But she's such a smart player. She's got so much like experience that, and she passes that on to all of us and like helps us all out majorly. Like, and yeah, like her starting, we know we missed her for a couple of games just with a wee niggle, and you notice her loss in terms of communication and all of that there. Like, she's yeah, she keeps everybody else right. And in terms of her being a midfielder, and I've sort of been playing midfield a bit, like I've learned a lot off her from playing with her and then, you know, going up against her in training. But yeah, she's a huge asset to us, and like she gives us everything, like, and she sort of, you know, tries to bring all of us along with her, and you know what she knows and what she's learned from experience she passes on to us as well.
We've seen Amy make a great comeback. You know, she played a couple of games last season as well. But how special is it for both of you again to be able to share the pitch together, and just for her to be back in full health?
Yeah, it's massive. Like, it was so exciting. I think the last time we actually played together for Armagh was something like 2023. I was injured at the start of 2024 and didn't get actually back until after she got injured. So yeah, it was huge, and it was really exciting, like, too. Like, yeah, she got back for the two games last year, but she wasn't at, she had sort of niggles then after that, which obviously prolonged it a wee bit. And she got back for the Kerry game and started, like, and she came back all guns blazing and was brilliant that day. But for, like, me and then obviously herself, like, it was class, like, and for our family and stuff, it was great. Like, they're all delighted. Like, you see the work she puts in, and I was actually away when she got the second operation, but I know how hard it was for her to get back, and you know the struggle of trying to come back from your second ACL. Like, she put in so much work and the hard yards, and you know, didn't leave any stone unturned. So it was just amazing to see her back to full fitness, and you know, putting in good performances as well. Like, it was brilliant. Sure, all the family were delighted, and they were all there. It was good. It was the game against Kerry and Silverbridge, like, all the kids were there, and they all loved it. Like, everyone was just delighted, and everyone throughout the county.
Just when you mentioned there that you had the kids up after the game, I've seen you speak about your decision maybe not to return to Australia just for this year, and that was something that stuck out, watching the other girls maybe go off to their families when the full-time whistle is blown. And it's never something that you think about being a barrier over there, because you just see all the positives, and but they, you know, just being a professional sports person. But was that even more special then, having it this year, knowing that it's something that you missed?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose you cherish those moments all the time, but yeah, like, whenever you do go away and you realise, like, you don't have it, it definitely makes that bit more special. And it was a factor for me. And, you know, anytime the kids are, like, so I've got 5 nephews and a niece, and anytime they're running on to you in the field after a game, it's lovely. Like, it's class, and they love it. They think the excitement of it and the buzz of it's brilliant. Like, so yeah, it doesn't sort of, doesn't go unnoticed by me, I suppose, because I did miss it when I was Australian. Even just my parents and my brothers and sisters as well. Like, I was lucky that Connor was there this year, and like, he was going to games and you had him after. But it's a part of it in Australia, it's a part of it here. Like, our families are huge to us and our community. So yeah, when you don't have it, you definitely miss it. So then when you get it back, it's lovely. Like,
is it a little bit more settling for you now this year? I know you haven't ruled out going back to Australia completely, but not going back this season, is it a nice way to approach the year, knowing that you're not kind of going, I could lose this game and I have to be on a one-way flight to Australia a couple of days later and get into a completely different sport?
Yeah, it is. And I'm definitely content with my decision and content with where I'm at. And I'm happy with what I've decided. So it is definitely settling. And I think that is probably the main thing. Like, obviously going back and forth was ideal. Like, it was perfect. I couldn't have asked for more from Melbourne or from Armagh or from my club. Like, everyone was so supportive. But you are a bit unsettled. Like, you're back and forth. You're not in one place for the full year. And, you know, you can't really set up fully either, like, you know, that sort of way. So I definitely feel more settled and like really excited for this championship campaign, I suppose, because I don't have that feeling of for a beat I'm on a flight, or, you know, to start saying goodbyes, and there's all the emotion around that. And I can just solely focus on Armagh. And then, not that you weren't, but it was definitely in your subconscious, like, you know, you had to think about it because you have another competition with a team that needs you to be at your best as well. So yeah, all of that is probably going on in your subconscious. And yeah, I'm really happy now that I can just sort of look forward to this championship campaign and then look forward to the club season after that, which is probably the main thing, like, because I never missed anything with Armagh. I was always there, and although that wee factor was there at the back end, I never missed a game because of Australia. It was only ever because of injuries. But the club, like, I haven't played there in 5 years, so I'm really looking forward to that, and it's really exciting.
Do you feel almost a bit more of a duty now going back playing with your club, because it's so parochial, and having Amy back playing as well?
Yeah, definitely. Probably putting more pressure on myself by talking about it too much, but I'll go back and I'll be useless for them. They'll not help them, I'll hinder them. But no, it definitely is. Like, even Dad had mentioned it there, obviously with Amy's injury. She was in Australia for a year. Like, she's had a fair few years missed with the club. My brother's actually on a similar boat. And like Dad had just mentioned the other day, I can't wait to see us all in the green jersey again. Obviously, he's a massive club man. Like, we live where he grew up, and yeah, like, he just loves the Shanes, really. So, you know, when you hear that, and a couple of the friends of the club and around the club, like, they're saying, oh, that's great that you'll get to play and stuff, like, it does bring this excitement. And you sort of do your training down our club is a gym, and I would do a good bit of my gym stuff there, and you're like, oh, I think our club pitch is the best pitch in the world, to be honest. So I'm looking, I'm like, oh, it'll be great, they'll actually get to kick a ball there again. They've done a bit of work there in the winter, so it's even better. So it's really exciting. Like, I just, yeah, we were lucky, we had a good run in junior and a good run in intermediate. When we won the county, we went on to win Ulster for both and got to an All-Ireland final. So we had really good days with the club. You know, now you're talking probably 8 to 10 years ago now, but we haven't won a senior county title since we went up. So yeah, we'll be looking forward to sort of throwing a good run at it.
There'll be a whole cohort of players that you'll be playing with that were probably in primary school the last time you were playing there, were there?
Yeah, literally, one of the wee girls, actually, she lined out for corner back on us for us at the weekend there. Wee girl Niamh Mucky, and I used to be a babysitter. So that's one way of making you feel old. And, you know, I was saying to her dad, I was like, it's terrible when you're playing with somebody who used to change their nappies for, like, you know. But it's so exciting too. Like, they're, as I say, they're the ones you grew up with, and again, all really good club people. But yeah, literally, it's such a different team from back then. But we got loads of people back. We had two out with their knee last year, Amy and Moya Fee and Moya Sheridan. With one girl pregnant, Louise Kenny, who is a county player, ex-county player, and then obviously myself will be back in the fold now. So it's exciting. Like, it's really, really looking good for the club this year.
And finally, Blaine, just the year that you've come back to with the rule changes, how much of a benefit is it for someone like you coming back from such a physical sport like AFL? Do you think you're able to bring a lot more of what you were able to harness in Australia rather than leaving that physicality at the door?
Yeah, definitely. Now, you still can't haul people to the ground the way you can over there. But no, you definitely, like, as I was saying earlier, like, we all work in our gym, we all work in getting ourselves stronger over here. But previous years, you probably felt like you couldn't use it. Obviously, in Australia, it's the same, except you can use it, and you can sort of go into battles and go all fairly, but all guns blazing. Like, whereas probably at times in, like, the past few years with Gaelic football, you were probably having to hold back a wee bit because technically it was non-contact, and obviously you were getting blown up for any sort of even incidental contact, which was the rules of the game. So you couldn't complain about it either. But I think the new rule change with the contact has made it, you know, people are allowed to use their strength, the things that they're working on, they're training for. You're allowed to use that. And it's, I think it's seen some really good battles in terms of especially that 1v1 defending now with the three up as well. But the contact has actually allowed for really strong battles and enjoyable battles to watch, like, not only in the games that I've been part of, but I'd watch a lot of the other ladies' games as well. And, like, it's been class to watch because two girls can just go at it, you know, and not worry about, will I give away a free or whatever, for, you know, contact that just happens. So yeah, it's been brilliant. And even I think how it's being reffed has been really good as well. You know, they're letting the flow of it go, and as well with the solo and goal, like, I think all of this has added to a quicker game, although it's quite tiring when you're out there. But it's definitely, in terms of watching and stuff, it's been, yeah, brilliant, I think.
And you got to play with Sinead Goldrick when you were over in Melbourne. Are you looking at her as well over there from a Gaelic football perspective, trying to see what she's doing, not only learning from an AFL point of view, but also I can take some things home here and bring them to Armagh?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I suppose me and Goldie, yeah, talked a bit about home because, you know, we were on the same boat and we both love Gaelic and both love our counties, I suppose. But yeah, I think I actually learned that Goldie was actually probably somebody who I looked up to whenever I was starting my senior inter-county career. Like, you know, she was obviously part of that brilliant Dublin team and, you know, how many, I think she maybe got her 10th or 11th All-Star there this year, obviously when we were in Australia. So I was delighted for that. But yeah, I think I from an onlooker, I always admired her. I remember voting her for Footballer of the Year 1 year as well. Like, she's just an amazing athlete. And then actually getting to know her as a person, like, she, yeah, she's one of the kindest, like, you know, down to earth people you'll ever meet. And, but like a serious athlete, like, you know, puts her heart and soul into every training session and her standards are just through the roof. I actually bumped into her, I met up with her last week and, you know, she's gearing up for another AFLW season as well. But yeah, I was very, very lucky to play with her, to be honest, in Australia. And yeah, learned a lot from her in terms of standards and, you know, how to be the best athlete you can be. But yeah, really, really good person to be around and, you know, to have learned from.
Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck with the county and club season coming ahead and the game against Tyrone this weekend.
Thank you very much, Rachel.